Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Going the wrong way, New Jersey's infection rate creeps above one for the first time since April.
We need to be smarter and we need to work harder.
And while some states are doing far worse, Arizona cases doubling in about 2 weeks, it's getting better up and down New York.
COVID cases down. The Hudson Valley makes it to phase four reopening.
We want people to follow the rules so that they can be healthy.
I'm Sean Adams in White Plains.
Joe Connolly says the most important decisions now are on how to reopen the schools. It continues to be a violent summer in the city.
The city's latest shooting victim is a 14-year-old from St. Albans, Queens, in critical condition. I'm Marla Diamond.
The Yankees open the baseball season Thursday, July 23rd in Washington against the Nationals. Mets and Braves at Citi Field on Friday the 24th. This is Brad Heller.
We'll wish a happy 80th birthday today to Richard Starkey, Ringo Starr.
Peace and love.
On Tuesday, 7-7.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Morning, I'm Wayne Cabot, and the numbers really do tell the story as our region and the entire nation see the results of opening smartly as opposed to opening too soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci said yesterday, the COVID baseline really never got down to where we wanted to go, and now it's surging back up. Fauci, looking at more than 50,000 new cases a day, describes a serious situation nationwide that we have to address immediately. Arizona cases have doubled in 2 weeks. Texas saw 8,800 cases in one day. The governor is now requiring masks under a campaign called Mask It or Casket. In most states, numbers are going in the wrong direction, including New Jersey.
For the last 2 days, our rate of transmission, or RT, has been at 1.03. This means that for every new case of COVID we are seeing, that case is leading to at least one other new case. This means increasing rate of spread statewide. This is an early warning sign that, quite frankly, we need to do more.
Like wearing masks, not attending large, unsafe gatherings. Connecticut is holding off on plans to open the bars up next week, but overall, Connecticut's doing well. Relieved that 2 weeks have passed since an outbreak in Chappaqua, New York, crossed its border. And with numbers looking good in New York, today brings the fourth and final phase of reopening for people and businesses in Rockland, Westchester, Putnam, and elsewhere, and tomorrow on Long Island. Yet some things are missing from the reopening today as that change happens. And Sean Adams is live now with more about what will open and what will stay closed. Sean.
Well, we can tell you 50 people can get together in the Hudson Valley once again. 50. Wow. Now, we've come a long way here. Low-risk arts and entertainment can return with capacity limits. Things like zoos, botanical gardens, aquariums, museums. Cameras can roll again for TV and movie shoots. That's a big deal in the Hudson Valley. Houses of worship can fill 33% of the seats indoors. Colleges and universities can get back to learning. There's still no plan, though, for schools in September. Westchester County Executive George Latimer says some businesses, though, will remain closed.
Amusement parks, gyms and health clubs. These are things that are not going to be lifted because we move into another phase. They'll be lifted when the governor lifts his executive orders on that specific action or function.
Movie theaters and casinos, too, will remain closed. Now, regarding that COVID cluster linked to graduation celebrations in Chappaqua.
The graduation was an in-car graduation. There were points in time in which graduates were out of their cars and in close contact with each other.
27 cases there. Latimer says that cluster appears to have flattened out. Live in White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Sean, thank you. So we're still awaiting things like malls and gyms and schools, too. The question about when will schools open in New York, maybe that's the most important decision now as we face reopening. Joe Connolly has more about that in this morning's Big Money story. Joe, what's up?
Oh, yeah, Wayne. It's the biggest decision affecting the most people immediately, how to safely reopen schools. Many parents are wondering if they'll have to choose between their job and kids if schools don't reopen normally. Economist Melissa Carney says this has to be figured out for the sake of children's development and learning, and for the sake of parents making a living to support the family. She says only 16% of couples have a non-working spouse at home to be there with the kids if they're home. She says, how are people supposed to piece this all together if kids are still home many days this fall? Now, Harvard, Yale, and Princeton will make drastic changes. About half their students may have to take classes online, and those on campus will have to agree to be tested as often as twice a week. But a lot of large companies say they can't afford the time and cost of frequent testing. A lot of companies plan to reopen with temperature checks at the most. They say COVID tests only measure that point in time. Testing's not feasible or easy, and it's not a solution you can do for every employee every day or every week. Wayne?
Joe, that is a poignant snapshot of the COVID confusion that persists. Market futures are lower this morning. It's the Morning News Roundup here on WCBS, and after a weekend of violence, there's been more violence. A young teenager is now critical after being shot in Queens multiple times. Let's go live to St. Albans and hear about that from Marla Diamond. Marla?
Yeah, 14 years old Wayne shot in the neck and the back at the corner of 166th and Marston Streets around 5 o'clock Monday afternoon, his white shirt covered in blood, according to one witness. While a teen may have been targeted, a neighbor says it makes her fearful.
The police don't patrol here. They may come through once in a while, you know, but they don't patrol. They don't patrol.
The violence coming a day after 10 people were killed on city streets, including a father walking across the street with his young daughter. Queens lawmaker Donovan Richards, chairman of the City Council's Committee on Public Safety, accused the NYPD of a work slowdown to make a point to the critics calling for cuts to the department. Chief of Departments Terrence Monahan fired back.
Absolutely not. Our guys are not slowing down. The investigations are moving along, and it takes time. A shooting investigation, a homicide investigation doesn't happen overnight.
Why is this happening? Well, Governor Cuomo says the weekend violence has nothing to do with the state's bail reform laws or the city's release of inmates from Rikers. He adds there's a range of blame game going on. Wayne?
And Marla, along those lines, we're hearing from the police leadership that they will bring the city back. How will they do that? That's next on the Morning News Roundup.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Now on the Morning News Roundup, the very sticky weather day ahead reminds me of being a kid before we had air conditioning in the cars, Bill Dagger, and you lean against that vinyl seat and you just stick, you know, you have to peel yourself off the seat.
Yeah, Wayne, piping hot leather seats for sure today with the sunshine out there, the humidity up. Temperatures at least not as bad as yesterday. We were in the mid-90s in some places, officially 96 at Midtown yesterday. And then, of course, we had those heavy, even damaging thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, especially in New Jersey. It looks like we'll see a few thunderstorms this afternoon, but the severity should be less and less in coverage as well, so just more scattered about. A high of 84 today. Again, we'll see some sunshine tonight. And after an early storm, partly cloudy, low 74. Now tomorrow, it's feeling hot and humid again, 88. Partly sunny, a thunderstorm in the afternoon or evening. And then Thursday looks dry and downright hot and humid with sunshine. High 90, heat index mid-90s. Right now, temperatures range from 68 at Holtzville to 74 in Whitestone, mostly cloudy, 72 in Midtown. And Wayne, we're heading up to 84.
Meteorologist Bill Dagger in for Craig Allen this week.
WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Well, yes, they are promising inside the NYPD to fix what is wrong with New York City and the surging crime numbers this summer so far, to bring the city back after a violent 4th of July weekend. But the debate rages about the best way to do that, and WCBS's Steve Burns takes a look at that.
There are no solid answers from NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan, just a promise to listen.
We will continue to work with every community member across this city, and not just the loudest voices at protests.
Monahan is blaming those loud voices for crushing officer morale, though he disputes the notion of a slowdown in the department.
Our cops will do what the neighborhoods want. what we need to do to keep this city safe.
Among the factors contributing to the rise in crime, according to Monahan, are bail reform laws, more prisoners getting released from Rikers, and a city law that bans officers from sitting, standing, or kneeling on someone's chest or back in a way that restricts the diaphragm. Monahan says officers could be hesitant to grab someone
if during the course of that the person resists and their knee should accidentally end up on that person's back.
The bill's author, Councilmember Rory Lantzman, is calling for NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea to resign, saying the department has surrendered to lawlessness. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
All right, we finally have some dates on the calendar. It's sports time. We're going to play baseball. I told you so, Brad Heller. I never doubted it for a minute.
Not for a minute, right, Wayne? Even with all the back and forth with the players and the owners, you never wavered at all, right?
Well, maybe for a minute.
Maybe just for a minute. But you know what? The games are on the calendar now. Major League Baseball's 60-game schedule is going to start Thursday, July 23rd, and it's going to start with the Yankees in Washington against the defending champion Nationals. Well, the Mets will open up Friday, July 24th. Mets and Braves at Citi Field, a 4:05 start. Of course, every Mets game will be heard right here on WCBS. Six Subway Series games, August 21st to the 23rd at Citi Field, August 28th to the 30th at Yankee Stadium. Now, there will be some question about the legitimacy of a World Series champion in a 60-game season. Some people are going to question it, but Jacob DeGrom won't be one of them.
That's a team coming together and under these circumstances and figuring out a way to win. I think that is a team effort that would, you know, take everybody, following these guidelines to staying healthy and being able to stay on the field. And I think that's something that you would definitely celebrate.
DeGrom said a third straight Cy Young Award, though, on the other hand, would feel different, but still is the goal. Aaron Judge said last night he is game ready after the Yankees intra-squad game in the Bronx. And Patrick Mahomes, the reigning Super Bowl MVP, cashes in with the Kansas City Chiefs, a 10-year contract that can be worth up to $503 million. That is the largest contract in the history of professional sports. Brad Heller, WCBS News Radio 880.
It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup on a Tuesday, the seventh day of the seventh month. Good to have you with us. I'm Wayne Cabot, and here are three things to know this morning. Suffolk County Police announced last night they've arrested a 36-year-old man, Anthony Cambrari of Coram, after they say he struck two Black Lives Matter protesters with his car as they were standing in the roadway on Broadway in Huntington. Both the pedestrians were taken to Huntington Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The driver fled the scene but was caught a short time after that. Second thing, the police in Schenectady are investigating an officer there who kneeled on a man's neck yesterday morning. This is video captured by the man's father there as the police investigated a nearby tire slashing. The 31-year-old blacked out. Third thing, one-time Bridgegate villain David Wildstein, who famously took part in closing lanes on the George Washington Bridge to punish Fort Lee's mayor for not supporting Chris Christie and was fined $10,000 and paid another $14,000 in restitution. Well, he'll get his money back. His money is being returned after the charges against him were dismissed by a federal judge. And we recall Ray Donovan, the Reagan labor secretary, who famously asked, which office do I go to get my reputation back? It's the New Jersey primary today, delayed by the virus. A lot of people have already voted by mail. Others can drop off ballots until 8 o'clock tonight at drop boxes. About that packed pool party on Fire Island, Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone.
I will tell you what we saw there were people were essentially ignoring all of the rules around social distancing, wearing face coverings, really seemingly going out of their way to violate those rules. That is simply unacceptable. It is a slap in the face to all of the people who have sacrificed and who have worked so hard to get us to this point.
Steve Ballone in Suffolk County saying that now the police will be ramping up enforcement on Fire Island. Are they wearing masks on NJ Transit? Well, after 3 months of the NJ Transit system having to cut passenger capacity in half, full service is back on now, and CBS 2's Corey James went to a couple of NJ Transit stations and said for the most part, yes, people seem to be wearing a mask or some kind of covering, but there were a few people who did not and left passengers worried.
Literally, there were people on top of each other. I felt like a sardine in a can.
New Jersey Transit spokeswoman Nancy Snyder tells us employees are doing everything that they can to slow the spread of COVID-19 and enforce mask wearing.
In the rare cases when this happens and customers are not wearing their masks, our frontline professionals remind our customers to wear their masks. And if there's a failure to comply, police assistance can be called in.
News having a birthday today, 80 years old, Ringo Starr. And Ringo Starr will ring in his birthday by celebrating Black Lives Matter. He'll do an online benefit. The David Lynch Foundation, the charity Music Cares, and various other organizations today for Ringo's big birthday show. He's brought some musicians together. We understand Paul McCartney will be there, along with Ringo's all-star band, guitarist Joe Walsh, and Gary Clark Jr. will be there, and Sheryl Crow, and Sheila E., and Ben Harper. This will all be online. Of course, it has to be because of what's going on now with the virus. When Ringo was 13, he was in the hospital with tuberculosis and says the music teacher came to him to keep him busy and gave him a little drum. And from that moment on, he said, all I wanted to do was be a drummer, and I'm still doing it. That is far out. Speaking of far out, remember Ringo from 2008? This is worth bringing back if you haven't heard it in a while.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love, peace and love. I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. So no more fan mail. Thank you, thank you. And no objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
I laugh every time I hear that. He went on Howard Stern, and Howard asked him about that.
When you put out the notice, you said, with peace and love, I am telling my fans, do not send any more.
Oh, you put that on.
I love it.
I know, but that was one angry moment.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com. And delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.